The anonymous was retrofibbing, faking interference, pretending his original list had been hacked to make it look like the same mysterious enemies that had targeted Black Sakura had gone after the anonymous too. There was only one difference between the two lists. Hotaka Ando Mitsubishi, who was much higher on this new, supposedly real list, as if hackers had moved him down on the other but left the rest the same. It was brilliant. The substitution was so plausible. Just what an anti-Mitsubishi conspirator might have altered to make it feel like everyone was ranking the Mitsubishi low. This would make it seem as if Ando's general fall in the lists was faked by a conspiracy rather than a symptom of any real Mitsubishi crisis, and it would draw attention away from poor Black Sakura. He found a way. The censor's powers could do nothing, but the anonymous had found a way. Mason turned again to me. Non te imperio prodere aliquod de officio censoris, sed solum opinionem tuum. Quod possim facere et curos protegerem. I will not order you to betray anything from the censor's office, but only your own opinion. What can I do to protect the cars?
Custodesne sanir Weeksbooth bash domi ponere debeo?
Should I send guards to the Sinir Weeksbooth bash house?
Studentesne mitere ut docerent et prosicario aluisque substituerent.
Should I send students to learn and substitute for sniper and the others?
Aut ab utopianis petere debeone ut pararent sustinere ipse totam systema mundi si iste bash cadet.
Or should I seek from the utopians that they prepare to sustain the entire global system if that bash fails? The emperor looked to the window, where he could see the cars landing across the city like a rain of constant meteors, his fists clenched.
Non vacua sedebo, et permitebo hic iocus mundum meum accidere.
I will not sit idly and let this prank wound my world.
Non credo hic est iocus, Caesar.
I don't think it's a joke, Caesar, I answered, not quite daring to meet his eyes.
Sed aliquid sinisterior, et credo ut vos omnes non prius placebitus, quam omnes septem apud matronam convenistis.
But something more sinister, and I think that all of you will not be calm until all seven convene at madame's.
Omne suspectum habetis, ut unus de septum hanc perfidiam coniuraret.
You all have suspicions that one of the seven planned this treachery.
Omnibus convocatis, invenire poteritis si recte sentis.
When everyone has been called together, you'll be able to discover whether you guess right. It is maddening, is it not, my non-Masonic reader, watching the Latin slip past incomprehensible? It is worst with Latin, too, for it was by chance you were not raised to speak French or Japanese, but no one is raised on Latin. Latin is a choice. Hives are strengthened by having a tongue, so Mason chose the language of Rome, of empire, of power, simplified to make it easier. It is no race's language anymore. Not even Martin Guildbreaker dared study Latin before his Annus Dialogorum. So all Masons, whether new converts or the sons of emperors, are equal as they sit down in those classrooms, the true Sancta Sanctorum of Masonic mysteries, which teach the tongue of power, as potent for Martin as for Machiavelli and Montaigne. It was your choice, reader, whether or not to heed the myth and study Latin. Now you pay the price.
Another note from 9A. I didn't have the heart to cut this.
I oversimplify. One living among us was raised on Latin.
Salve, Pater.
Hello, Father. J.E.D.D. Mason entered from an inner room, announced by the guards saluting their Porphyrogene.
Mater salutem dicit.
Mother sends her regards. A common father smiles at the arrival of his son, but Mason's face does something deeper, graver. Like a ship's captain peering at the morning sky to see what weather it might bring.
Salve, fili.
Hello, son, the emperor greeted.
Bene investigatio est ne?
Is the investigation going well? No emotion accompanied his almost whispered words,
Canis abest. The dog is missing.
Abest?
Missing?
Dominique? Cur? Quamdiu? Why? For how long?
This is where Mycroft started to supply Masonic Latin translations of the prince's rather bizarre Latin, but I'll try my best to give you the sense of the prince's actual words.
Niscio. I don't know, the son answered.
Ni ampliorem quam chimicem odoraretur non peccaret, Dominicus.
Unless he smelled something larger than a bedbug, Dominic would not sin.
Footnote 1. Mycroft's translation.
Nisi aliquid gravem olfactoret Dominic non abeset.
The emperor frowned.
Credisne ult in periculum esset?
Do you think they're in danger?
Nullo cursis pacto.
A very strong form of no.
Non cicus est hic nebulo vero fidus canis.
This scoundrel is not the membrane around a pomegranate seed, i.e. a negligible thing, but truly the dog is faithful.
Quod superest, tibi temet non lucubrandums.
That aside, you yourself should not burn lamp oil late at night.
Ad hoc exitium cunivere potes.
For now, you can blink at this mischief.
Footnote 2. Mycroft's translation.
Procerto non. Non nullius momentis est hic fur, sed fidus est Dominic. Certe, nocte laborare non debes, etiam nunc situm preterere potes.
Mason searched his son's face for some sign of how he truly took Dominic's absence. For it is hard for a father to believe that any child would not feel something at the absence of his most constant companion. His face showed nothing. Have you ever in a museum, reader, seen a case of lizards or small frogs, and you cannot tell in their stillness whether they are live or models until you press your cheek against the glass and look for breath stirring in their sides? Here, you would have to do it with a man.
Non sufficit.
Not enough. The emperor turned.
You could make a new car system, couldn't you?
Like magic, reader. Hear lightness in his English, as when Hector, breaker of horses, after days handing out death to foes around Troy's ramparts, comes home at last to lift his child in his arms. No, it is not to me he speaks. See there, brilliant in the corner, the nowhere children, Audrin and Voltaire. The pair glanced at one another.
A new system, Caesar?
Everyone is paying too much attention to the 7-10 lists and not enough to the cars. The 7-10 lists are nothing, an embarrassment. The cars are the bloodstream of civilization. You have your own system, your own computers. If the Senir Weeksbooth Bosch goes down, could you take over running transport for the world? They looked at each other through their visors.
I will never tire of studying the space station which Aldrin's utopian coat makes of Alexandria. It is not new and cold like a fresh-launched shuttle, but a patchwork, bits of mismatched hull barely space-tight. An ancient space station, if you can imagine such a thing, used, battered, and remade, like the museum wing of the ISSC. Where field trips paused to see the original parts of the station that grew appendage by appendage into the current city. That is Aldrin's Alexandria. Voltaire's I avoid looking at. Exquisite as it is, I cannot bear seeing the capital in ruins.
What about the backup station at Salechard? Aldrin asked.
Surely they'd take over.
I want two safety nets when civilization teeters. Again, they traded digital glances.
It's not our constellation, Caesar, but with time and access to the current systems, I imagine we could develop a substitute.
How long?
I don't know, Caesar. I'll ask. A lot would depend on whether we can have access to the proprietary parts of the Sinir Weeksbooth system. Why do you need their system?
We need to control their cars.
We don't have enough, and ours are slower, plus...
J.E.D.D. Mason answered more bluntly than Voltaire dared.
The world will not be content handing such power to Utopia. There will be a backlash.
Mason scowled. Then make it for me. Let it be my Masons, not Utopia, who hold it in the world's eyes. I will not watch this halt the bloodstream of my world.
All right, Caesar. We'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
Even an emperor does, on occasion, thank.
How's your part of the investigation going?
Well, I hope.
Yes, Caesar. The trace shifter artifact was only on for 2 seconds at its second activation inside the Sinir Weeksbooth Bash House, but we learned much more about its initial effects. We are preparing a report to present to all 7 soon.
Good. And Mycroft has been forthcoming.
Here the iron returned to Mason's voice.
As forthcoming as they can be when they don't really know anything. The Canner device is very badly named.
A glance at me.
Have they been forthcoming about Ando and Ganymede?
Visors traded confusion.
Caesar, I'm not sure what you mean.
Mason's eyes fixed on me with no less menace than the barrel of Occam's gun.
Ando summoned you to Togienkyo, Mycroft, minutes after the break-in was reported, and Ganymede summoned you to La Trimouille.
Yes, Caesar.
Are they frightened for the cars, or for themselves?
There was disgust in the set of his jaw.
Both, Caesar, I would say.
Why? The word transfixed me, like a needle through a butterfly. It was not just Danae's blackmail that made me hesitate, her power to reveal that I still have my method to move unseen. The Mitsubishi need no blackmail to command me. I serve the world, all of it, every hive, every human. What I destroyed robbed all. So it is to all that I owe my great debt. I owe Ando, from whom I took Kohaku Mardi, Giamardi, probably young Ken if he had lived to choose a hive. I owe Ganymede, from whom I took Mallory Mardi, and the half of Sen that belonged more to the humanists than to her dear Apollo. I owe Utopia. But by law, my life is Caesar's, and I owe Caesar too. For Geneva Mardi, for Aeneas, for Chiesa, Jules, and I owe them for Apollo.
Their Grace the Duke suspected Sniper, I answered. That much was easy.
I could be good witness to Ganymede's innocence and ignorance. I helped them confirm it was unfounded. They were upset, worried, largely about protecting the cars, the Sinir Weeksbooth system, and the peace. Trapped in Caesar's gaze, I shivered reflexively, feeling that I must have transgressed, sinned, even though in fact it was the truth.
And Ando?
Panic took me. Caesar could read it. I read it in his face, imperious like Zeus when he gazes on others, but for me he becomes Hades. If there is a limit on how much righteous punishment Cornell Mason would inflict upon me, that limit stands beside him.
I can answer, Pater. Chichiwe asked Mycroft about the misnamed Canner device.
3 breaths as Mason's mind turns.
Why did Ando learn the device was involved so long before I did?
That question is of interest, Pater. Perhaps the Tokyo police reported the break-in to Chichiwe before calling Romanova. Or perhaps Chichiwe had a special vigil already prepared.
Why?
Chichiwe can sense that I disclose to you alone, Pater, their inherited complicity.
Inherited?
Prior aliquis publicis Mitsubishis auctor fuit.
Some earlier Mitsubishi official planned, designed, authored it, i.e. the device.